So Jason Alley is here from, what's it called, Hawaiian Deli?
Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
That's the one. That's Thank
the
you.
The original, the one and only.
I'm living in a peanut paradise over here, like Coolio. It was so good earlier.
Brought
Appreciate
some
you.
Absolutely.
It's
peanut
delicious.
Paradise.
What are you,
stuff
what are you drinking on over there, Jay?
I'm doing the triple berry oat today.
How do you do?
Extra flax seed.
That's good. Yeah, Christina, that's good up your alley. That's very healthy.
That would be right
Oats,
up my
flax,
alley.
Yeah.
My smoothie in the morning has flax in it. It doesn't taste as good as a tropical smoothie.
See, you just got to make a stop by one of our locations.
You know,
there is one right beside my house in Conway. Trust me, I hit it up hard.
I've asked before about getting one open in my kitchen. They didn't seem interested. They didn't think that would be a very good business model.
Get you a couple of blenders.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's good. Well, believe me, my wife spends enough money at the one near our house on Highway 10. It would we could probably keep one in business.
Yeah, yeah.
And what else did you bring here?
I brought the barbecue in today, the barbecue flatbread, which was this is the last week for it. So if you're a big fan of this barbecue flatbread, which has the our grilled chicken.
I love the sauce.
It's isn't it? The sauce is awesome.
And it has
it's
like
Hawaiian
a pickle
barbecue
on it.
Sauce. Yeah,
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it gives it a little bit of, you get the sweetness and the tanginess of the pickle.
Yeah,
so it's a just a good meld.
Contrasting
no one else
flavor.
Has like even touched theirs, and this girl ate it right in the snack.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. So last week, if you guys are a big fan of the barbecue salad flatbread, stop in this week and get it. Next week, we're bringing out a revolutionary product that's completely new to Tropical Smoothie. I'm just going to tease it today. I'm not going to let anybody know. We'll bring it in next week and check it out. But it's it involves a bowl.
Okay.
So it's not a salad.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm super excited.
It's exciting.
I look forward to it. Okay. So give me We're the Millers.
We are the Millers, or We're the Millers. It was a really good movie, man. I went into it last night, you know, wanting to see something funny. I was going to go see, what's that new Matt Damon movie?
Elysium.
Elysium. Yeah, I was going to see that, really.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that. So I went in, you know, going to see this movie, not expecting a witty comedy by any means. It's just kind of one of those cheeky summertime comedy films. So expectations were not that high for it, but it turned out to be a really good movie. It basically breaks down with Jason Sudeikis, who is playing a small-time pot dealer. He basically
gets small-time pot dealer,
not into the smuggling business or anything like that. And basically runs into a little bit of trouble with some street thugs that are giving some teenagers a hard time, tries to save the day with the kids and ends up getting robbed of all of his money and pot. So in turn, he has to pay back, of course, the guy that he's getting his drugs from, and who is played by Ed Helms, who I think did a pretty funny job of it.
I didn't know he was in this.
Yeah, yeah. He plays the basically the pot boss. So... basically tells Jason Sudeikis' character to go down to Mexico and pick up some pot for him and bring it back, and he would clear him of his debt. So, you know, of course, Sudeikis believes that he's going to get stopped at the border, so he comes up with this wild plan of renting an RV and building this fake family, who includes Jennifer Aniston, who plays a stripper that lives in his building, and then also Will Poulter. Am I saying that right, Matt? Will Poulter?
That could be. He's the guy from Chronicles of Narnia.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, never seen him before. So
I actually do like that. But anyway.
Yeah, and then he picks up kind of a gutter punk, Emma Roberts, who plays his daughter, and they basically go down to Mexico to pick up some pot, and hijinks happen, and there's some really funny scenes. I don't want to give any of them out because a lot of them have been shown in the commercials that kind of ruined it for me because I thought they would be hilarious if we had not seen them before. But seeing them in the previews kind of took the edge off of it. But really, a really, really great movie. I enjoyed it. Lots of laughs. Laughed out loud quite a bit. So
how
good
many,
stuff.
How many bananas?
You know, I'm going to give it 3.5 bananas.
That's good.
Pretty decent.
It's one I want to see.
Pretty
I definitely
decent,
want to
man.
See.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, I like it. I got a couple of items on Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback. Justin and Conway watched the trailer for Bad Grandpa. Looks hilarious. Question, though, the old man sounds like Vickery. Is he an actor? No. Well, he acts like certain things, but Matt and I don't talk about it.
Your dad actually just put that up on Twitter, so you can catch it on 103.7 The Buzz Twitter handle, Justin's Twitter handle, and mine. Your dad posted that.
The
Good job,
Bad
Frank.
Grandpa tweet?
The Bad Grandpa YouTube
trailer. Okay. Thanks, Pops.
Check that out.
You're good. You're good. Now, Dad, if you can just show prep, I can come in at 9:45 every day.
Scott, six.
Scott says, I showed my wife the Bad Grandpa trailer at breakfast this morning. She blew Fruit Loops all over the kitchen. My kitchen looks like Toucan Sam blew up in here. Thanks. Jay and Benton correcting me, and I appreciate it, Jay. He says it's a good birthday day, and he mentions a few people that aren't necessarily overly relevant, although Dan Fogelberg, I guess, okay. But David Faraday's birthday is today. I totally blew that. I have
a
list that I go off of.
Oh, I would have gotten that one, too.
Yeah, how old do you think he is, Mr. Man?
42.
55, not even close. Jocelyn Elders, who was a Arkansas native, right?
Yeah, she had a good idea about what you should do in school, right?
She was born in 1933. Is that right?